average age of the world's great civilizations has been around 200 years. These nations have progressed through this sequence from bondage to spiritual faith, from spiritual faith to great courage, from great courage to liberty, and from liberty to abundance, from abundance to selfishness, from selfishness to complacency, from complacency to apathy, and from apathy back to dependence, and from dependence back to bondage, back to bondage, back to bondage. Logic alone would tell you the Republic is being destroyed. Destroyed. The Republic is being destroyed by European secret societies operating under Rome, and nobody seems to know anything about it. Criminals are always organized, that's why they're always superior. Good people never get organized. Only criminals get organized. They operate in the dark, totally ruthless. High crimes and treason against the American Republic. The mad rush for control and ownership of the human race. The human race is lawfully and legally set up to be owned. Our bodies are actually owned on the stock market. Human resource. Just like tin and iron and rubber and oil. It's a resource. Go to Google and just type in commerce game. It's all right there. Nothing works the way you think it does. All over the world, the bankers are still robbing the people, ripping them off, putting it in the bank. The more we change, the more we stay the same. They've made it into a real business now. All of the secret societies, fraternal orders, all the ancient cults of the world, where they came from, who started them, how they're connected. Europe is at the top of the pyramid. Rome rules Europe, period. I think so. That's my view. It's all one ball of wax. It's all one operation that goes back thousands of years into the ancient past, the religio-political establishment on the earth. People who have taken for themselves the idea that they are royalty, absolute sovereign power. You've got to be out of your mind. Who said that you are royal? Nobody likes to be around somebody who is pompous and arrogant and better than anybody else. Nobody likes to be around those people because everybody realizes those people live in a dream world. I have always understood they're no better than anybody else. They're ruthless, they're murderous, they are nothing more than criminal cults. That's it. That's the name of the tune. Royalty and holy people at the top, the priest and the holy one, all the different religions, from the Billy Grahams to the papacy, all the silly nonsense that's on Christian television with all the preachers who are making $10-15 million with their huge, enormous churches. It's nothing more than a con job. It's a con job. And people are extraordinarily interested in being lied to, deceived. When the people of this world are given an opportunity to know the truth or to crawl on their knees before their masters, people will always support the masters. Why? Because the people have lost their souls. It's frightening because I know what the future is going to be. I already know what's coming. I know the kind of world which is coming. And the people have no idea. The public doesn't know. They don't care. It's so easy to just fool the people because they love it. They love it. It's out of control. That's exactly what I'm saying. No doubt about it.
you're going to wake up and find out that the situation was far more serious than you even suspected. And that's what scares me. Nothing succeeds like success. The more successful they become, the more arrogant and out of control they are. They're scurrying to do anything and everything they can now. It's a feeding frenzy, feeding frenzy, feeding frenzy, feeding frenzy.